Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I shared something, and I got some side eye from you. And
I like it when you share things about your life. It gives me a little bit of a window into, a little bit more of a window into who you are, what makes you tick.
And I'm not ashamed to say what I said, and I think a lot of people have my back on this. I think you're wrong.
Let's see.
Earlier this month was our cat's birthday.
How old is he?
Six.
I was going to try not to laugh.
6 years old.
Got a long life ahead of him.
That's what we think. We're taking good care of him. We did not throw a party with a cake and hats, but we did get him a new
little cat hat on.
Yeah, a little party hat.
Around, yeah.
But we did get him a birthday gift, a new toy to play with, and some treats.
Was it wrapped?
It was not wrapped. Although for Christmas, we have wrapped gifts for him.
Little catnip?
He loves catnip. Yeah, and he'll play around and move. Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
So
Roomba.
Celebrating your pet's birthday. This is a totally normal, acceptable thing, right?
You can know your cat's birthday, but to actually celebrate it, no. It is not a normal thing.
Heather, you're an animal lover.
I'm an animal lover.
I think...
Sometimes I question that.
Oh, no, I'm an animal lover of all types of animals. Some are tastier than others.
That's my point.
Yes.
But I do love house pets to a certain extent.
You have cats and dogs.
I do. I think it is completely normal. However, I think it has changed, or it changed for me, and maybe it changes for other people as well. Now that I have actual children, real human babies, the dog birthdays and the cat birthdays don't get as much attention as they used to. So I feel like if down the line you guys ever have a kid, Roomba's birthday won't be as significant as it was right now.
Right.
But for Christmas, we always have a little gift for the dogs. Like the cat, not as much. The dogs
always.
You
don't love the cat.
No, we do love the cat, just not as much as the dogs. So the dogs always have like a stuffed toy or whatever they're in, or a bag of treats that are underneath the tree with everyone else's gifts. I mean, I have made my dog a cake before, like a dog cake before I had children.
Right.
And they were my babies.
And this is
babies.
Probably the different perspective that now I have from you. I wouldn't have done this before I had kids, and I'm certainly not taking the time to celebrate a pet's birthday.
You wouldn't bake him a cake, John?
No. Now, they do get, a Gunner does get a bone at Christmas because we always have the prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give him one of the bones. And so I guess maybe that's his Christmas present. I would do it during the year, too. If I get the tomahawk, I'll give him the handle.
Mm-hmm. Pets are part of your family.
Yes.
And they should be celebrated. So, I mean, Stoney went to a birthday party for a dog before. Okay? So, like, this is something people do.
People do this, John.
Somebody set out an invitation.
And it literally was a dog party.
RSVP. Our cat doesn't like other cats, so we wouldn't do that. But.
I'm not celebrating my dog's birthday. Again, you can mark the moment by today is the birthday. Not getting a cat. Or it's not
what about
cat.
Just like a treat?
We've gotten him a cat tree 1 year. Yeah, a floating shelf in one of the other rooms.
A floating shelf.
They love being in the high places.
The catio.
He lives a life of luxury over there.
He does. He's a spoiled cat. Not his birthday.
But I'm certainly not going to go celebrate somebody else's pet's birthday.
No, I didn't say that. You didn't get an invite to come over and celebrate
his
birthday.
No, I did not. That would have been epic.
Could you imagine? You would have come in and be like, hey.
I'm going to send John an invitation to Roomba's birthday. I would have. It would have been unbelievable.
Could you imagine? We had lions planned and you go, hey, we got to stop everything.
Yeah, we're going over to the Costas.
I got this in the mail.
We're going
to talk about it. Oh, no. 248-539-9797. I think people will have my back that it's a normal thing to celebrate your pet's birthday. It doesn't have to be cats. Dog and cat people can unite on this conversation. But John has his cast judgment, and I'd like you guys to weigh in.
So with Sadie, we get her a treat.
Sure.
Or two. Same thing with Christmas. Sadie also has a Christmas stocking.
So do ours.
Does the cat have a Christmas stocking, Jim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
John, does your dog?
No.
Okay, but also John is the one that told the story of the dog living in the laundry room, right? Like, it wasn't allowed in your room.
Our laundry room is one of our biggest houses in our
room. But, like, you don't allow the dog to, like, sleep in your bedroom with
you.
Not
at all. Gunner sleeps with Jack now.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying, it seems like you have a little different perspective on dogs in general.
Different dogs have different personalities. Yeah, I've always, in my adult life, I've had more working dogs than pets.
I have a very strong opinion about John and his dog. And I've come to this conclusion just in the last 5 minutes, but I've thought it for a while.
What's that?
I don't think you love your dog.
Well, I love my dog.
I don't think you love the dog the same as... Well, it should.
I don't love it as my dog is like him. I love my kids.
The way you talk about your dog does not vary.
Like I said, my perspective on dogs is when in my younger years, before kids, I would take them hunting... Every Tuesday was our off day in the NFL. And so I would go Tuesday, I'd go Friday afternoon. Sometimes I'd go, we had Victory Monday, I'd go Monday. So they were dogs that I would take hunting with me.
We're going to have a second dog here around Christmas.
I'm excited
Sadie's
for you guys.
Had puppies recently.
Oh.
And we're getting one of them. We're going to have two dogs. This is very crossing a line
Which
for me.
Which is so wild coming from you. The fact that you have a dog now is pretty crazy, right? And that you love this dog so much, but now you're going to have two. It's so fun.
So dogs also have different personalities
they
and
do.
Things that they do. So the when we had Dakota was a chewer. So she had to be kenneled when not supervised. And the kennel was in the laundry room. That's why, and again, you've seen our laundry room. Our laundry room was huge.
I get it. But I'm just saying, I think you do have a different perspective on dogs than
There's no question. I do love our dog. I would classify myself as a pet person. I just have a different perspective.
Ticket text pouring in, phone calls on both Lions and pet birthdays. Let's start with Josh in Royal Oak. Josh, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Love the show.
I
wanted to weigh in on the pet birthday talk. I'm 25, girlfriend, no kids. You know, she'll get a little treat for the dog on his birthday. I'll let it slide, but I do think it's a little weird, and I think it's even weirder for the cats, I have to be honest with you.
Why the distinction?
You know, I've just never been a cat person. That might be a personal bias, but overall, I have to disagree with the whole birthday for the
pets. Well, I get it.
Josh,
you're not
we
a cat
all have
person.
Our biases, and I have the same biases that you have.
So I get it if you're not a cat person, but if like you would imagine the way you feel about your dog is how some people would feel about their cat. If you think it's okay to give your dog treats on their birthday or give them a gift, then it would be the same if you had a cat. It's your pet. It's part of your family. Mm-hmm. Ticket texter are split on this. Ticket texter says, celebrating a cat's birthday is like rollerblading. It's cool to some people.
This girl right here. Bring back blading. Come on.
Yes. Helmets, elbow pads, knee pads.
I think a Christmas gift or two is acceptable, but I draw the line on birthday gifts for the pets.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird line to draw, but okay.
Well, I mean, you got so many dates to remember. How are you even really going to remember your dog's birthday? Well,
mine's easy to remember.
Is yours?
No, September 11th.
Oh.
Josie was born. Born.
She entered this world.
Yes.
Every April 7th, my wife gets our dog a little doggy cupcake and puts a candle in it.
Yeah.
I completely side-eye her every time she does it. She also wraps the dog's Christmas presents, and yes, I side-eye as well. Mm-hmm. So my wife agrees with cookies, and I agree with the man, John. Drew in a car. Oh, we're doing that bit.
Let's see where we're going here.
Ticket texter says, do you dress your pets up for Halloween?
Oh,
no way. Not John.
Oh, no. No, I don't think they were asking me that question.
We give them like a Halloween bandana. I've never put a costume, but like we have a lion's bandana they'll wear now. And then we have like a Halloween bandana we'll throw on them.
We do not. A cat is not going to let you put all this like a costume on a cat.
Right. Because they're jerks.
Because they're not jerks, John.
They are. But that's what makes them so great.
That makes no sense.
It does. If you have one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some ticket texters. My dog leaves me presents every morning in Royal Oak.
Sounds like you might need to let him out later before you go to bed.
Lots of people celebrate pets' birthdays. It doesn't mean it's normal. Pets are not people. They are animals.
Yes.
Strike three for cookies. A cat birthday is ridiculous. John is right. Dave in Clarkston.
Okay. I like animals more than I like most people. So I don't mind celebrating them.
Thank you. Would have appreciated more of this defense 20 minutes ago.
But all due respect to that text, Bronner's and not being to Canada ever.
This
does not rival that. A foul.
John loves his dog like John loves his dog like a dog. He doesn't pretend his dog is a child.
Right. Yeah, it's not a person. They may understand what I tell them to do. Sit, go outside, get in your bed, chase that duck. But they don't we don't have conversations.
We don't throw our dog a birthday party, but we do buy him a dog cupcake and a toy on his birthday. So some people are
go get a little pup cup.
Yeah, they do that, right?
Pup cup. Is that what you get at the coffee shop?
Yeah, you get a little pup cup.
Yeah, they'll do that.
What's in a pup cup?
Like basically like ice cream or like vanilla ice cream or whipped cream. Or maybe it's nothing.
Order
it's
just a pup cup little... for myself. Sounds good.
Just like, a little.
Like I said earlier, the whole treat thing, you acknowledge it, but... The pet doesn't know it's its birthday. And that's a huge line for me. Like, if you celebrate something for something...
Hold on, does your one-year-old know it's their birthday? You still celebrate your one-year-old's birthday.
They get that cake and they start shoving it in their face. They know.
Yeah, and you train the kids to know that, and they eventually understand it.
I do think you're right. They really don't know the one-year-old, but whatever. They know, but they don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't know.
No. Nor will they have remember.
No, they're not going to remember it either.
I mean, think about this: like going to the extreme, like you bark in the park on their birthday. Hey, Sadie, here's your two tickets to park at the park.
Yeah. It's a great gift.
People are obsessed with their dogs.
Have you ever thought about that with the whole cat thing? Is the fact they don't do cats at the park?
You can't.
Cats at the Copa.
Yeah, cats are kind of more independent than dogs. Dogs, you just kind of they're
jerks.
You can't even drive them there though.
Cats, you're saying? They don't
cats
like car
hate
rides.
The car.
I know. Trust me. I know.
Yeah.
But dogs are dumb. I mean, they'll just follow along wherever you want them to go.
Going back to, I could train a dog to go get a duck. I can't train a cat to do anything. So don't tell me that they're smarter.
You can train them to do some things.
Like
pee in the toilet. I have seen a cat that somebody has trained it, like their litter box, but they use a toilet.
Huh.
You can train them to do things, not the things you would like them to do.
But you brought up you celebrate a one-year-old's birthday and they don't know it's their birthday. You're right. You're celebrating it more for the parents.
Sure. Isn't this what this is? You're celebrating, but basically for yourself that you're happy that you have this pet in your life, right?
Want to give it some love?
Yeah.
And attention?
Attention, appreciation.
Again, you're treating it like you're giving him human qualities.
And you know what? They're only around for a short time. You better give them some love.
Right.
They bring
pets
you
are
joy.
Part of the family, John. I'm not
they
saying
are.
They're kids. I've never made the kids.
I'm not
I don't call
saying
myself
that they're not.
I don't ever refer to myself as like a cat dad or we don't. Kelsey's
is that
not
your
a cat
fur
mom.
Baby?
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, they're not
kids
humans, and
different.
I'm not going to treat them like a human.
Okay. Let's get to Jim in Wolverine Lake. You're on 97.1.
This may be the best topic since how to cut your grilled cheese. Man, this is good stuff.
How do you cut your grilled cheese?
My wife does it, and she does corner four triangles so they don't have to eat the crust, and we don't cut it off. Mm. But this is great, John. John, did you do that comment, you do you, right until Jim does like a tatio or a pink shirt or goes to the bathroom in the bottom half of an inning. And I can, I'm not even on Twitch, but I can see your irritation on the rise. It's awesome. But I have two dogs. We celebrate their birthdays. We don't celebrate the cats, though, so I don't know what that means. And we just remember them, so I think it's normal. You do it because you love them. They are part of your family.
Yeah. Jim, your phone's breaking up a little bit, but I think we made out most of that.
Yeah. Celebrate the dogs, not the cats.
Yeah, which, whatever. Yeah. Wanted a unified ticket today, but apparently dogs are being treated as superior.
Yes.
And John does have some epic facial expressions during these moments.
Oh, yeah.
I can confirm that.
People watch on Twitch. last one. Now I want a grilled cheese. Me too.
Ticket text coming in. 248-539-9797. It says, next time Cookies is sick, can he say, I'm Catman.
Yeah.
Ticket texter says, John, cats have the highest hunting success rate of predators, not dogs.
Yeah, if you want to eat a mouse or a little Tweety bird.
But you're not at all impressed about, like, you're a hunter. Like, the fact that they can...
Is a cat going to take down a goose or a duck?
So I'm wondering what
about
these...
a rabbit? A rabbit or a squirrel? Is that impressive?
Are they counting lions in the cat family? Because that's going to increase
percentage. Okay, if you're going to go... Yeah, okay, yeah. I'd like to see Cookies with a lion in the house. That'd be great. Be good for the catio.
You think so? This one says, I have a farm. I celebrate our cattle's birthday with a rifle when they're old enough.
Aww.
There you go. Happy birthday.
My wife wanted to celebrate...
Steak for me!
My wife wanted to celebrate Mother's Day with her cats before we had children. It was a hard no from me, signed Ron on the ticket text.
Celebrating like you're the cat mom? You're not actually the cat mom.
I have written Mother's Day cards as my dogs to my wife.
You know what? I have gotten cards as well from the dogs.
Come on,
I did it
Colin.
Left-handed, no. So it'd be come all on, like screwly and weird.
Yeah, they don't know how to write their letters.
I mean, come on, Colin.
For my birthday, like not necessarily from them, but signed from them, like a note from him.
Did he
and...
trace their dog paw?
No, there was no paw stamp, but definitely their name. And yeah, they normally get like the J's backwards because they're dogs.
Oh, come on, Colin.
Is this a short man thing?
Oh.
Are you calling Greg short too? Is that
well, Greg? Yeah, I mean, yeah,
how tall are
Greg,
you?
5'7".
You're 5'7"?
Wow, the shock that you're displaying.
Well, I'm taller than him, so that surprises me because I don't feel like I'm taller than you. But technically, I am.
Yes.
Anyway,
did it get awkward for anybody else? That was an awkward moment there. It's 97.1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.